kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
Blessing over this. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. Amen. It is our spiritual food. It is what keeps us alive spiritually, that we can walk and overcome, that we allow the Holy Spirit to do that deep work of cleansing and purification within us. And so we commit this into your hands now, Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I have a title, as usual, for us to consider and talk upon. And we're calling this teaching today, Are You Reminded Daily the Cross You Take Up? Are you reminded daily the cross you take up? We have to allow the Holy Spirit to work a daily walk with us. You know, we open the scriptures and we study them, and rightly so. And of course, with regard to the cross, we've had much teaching over the years with the cross. But we can miss certain words that are very, very important with regard to our teaching. And let us just remind ourselves what it says in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 9 and verses 23-24 of Luke 9, and he says this, and he said to them, that's to the people following, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Now, that teaching is not going to work on your behalf, and the power of the Holy Spirit can only work the cross in us. It's not in our works, our efforts. It's the power of the Spirit that will work the cross on a daily basis if we want it on a daily basis. And that one word daily can be so often missed out. In other words, I will remind myself now and again, yes, I'm crucified with Christ. But it doesn't say that. He says quite clearly, and these are the words from our Lord's mouth, you daily follow me by the way of the cross. So how do we work that? How do we become aware of that? Well, the way I do it, and I believe the Lord has shown me this, is when I commit the day before the Lord, before I get out of bed, my words are, I follow you daily by the way of the cross that I take up this day and follow. My day is not quite right if they are not my words and confession that come out of my mouth, and that I believe the Holy Spirit will do that. I need to be reminded daily of these things that God says, because he puts this word, take up his cross daily and follow me. Why is that word daily there? Because it's to remind you. It's to remind me that that is how I walk. You see, the cross is not a one-off experience. It's a daily experience. Now, for the Lord, he went to Calvary. That was his experience. He was redeeming mankind. He was paying the penalty of our sin. We are not doing that. That is already done. It's been achieved. And thank God for that. We have no fellowship otherwise. But we see the similarities of what the cross does. We know that it deals with the self-life, that selfishness that is within us, that we don't have to try and feed. We don't have to try and confess and believe for it. It naturally happens. It's what the fall has done, sadly. And the only way we know that the selfish life within us has to be crucified, and it's done on a daily basis. It's not just a one-off experience. And that is why we have to settle the cross. And we've taught you over the years how you settle that. You go to your spiritual Garden of Gethsemane. And there you sweat it out before God until you know the cross is daily settled there in my life. How will you know it's settled? How will you know that Gethsemane has done that work? Because you are confessing it each day. That is an indication you settle that in your spiritual Garden of Gethsemane. And so when we confess, when I hear that come out of my commitment of that day, that is a sign to me I settled it. And this is the day how I'm going to walk. I'm not worried about tomorrow or next month or next year. Or if I failed it yesterday or last week, forget it, move on. Because the blood of the Lamb deals with that. But let's see, I meet this day with Christ, crucified, walking with him. And that which we've read there in verse 23 is a reminder I daily take it up. So whatever the situation I find myself in, I have the potential within me, the power that I am baptized with, in which I can overcome this situation, whatever it will be. And we don't know what it's going to be. It can be some snide remark that somebody says. And we find that rises up, how dare them say something like that? I'm going to retaliate. I'm going to give them a mouthful. No, we die to it. And it can apply in anything. And often these things can happen very quickly. We find when we're driving in the car, somebody cuts us short. Whoa, it rises up. Oh, I know that one only too well. And I want to give them a good blast on the hooter. No, I am crucified to that. And these things can come up so quick. This is the point. And we can be off our guard. So the cross helps us with our protection, our armour. You cannot have the armour without the cross. And the cross cannot have the armour without the cross. It all works in conjunction spiritually, you see. And so he tells us then to daily take up that cross, because it is saving that self-life within us, and not that selfish life, which it's to crucify. So we're going to look at some areas with regard to the cross that we are to take up each day and follow the Lord. And the first one we're going to look at is not wanting my own way in every situation. Boy, I mean, not only can we have it in ourselves, but you hear it said in your family, don't you? Oh, that person in that family, all they like is their own way all the time. And we've said it. We've had friends who are like it. And we do it. We like our own way. But our own way isn't necessarily right. And that is the problem. And the only thing that deals with that mindset is the cross, that you confess you take up daily and follow. You see, the cross will open the door for me to settle it. That's what it does. Because if I want my own way, I am opening a different door. And very often, what is behind that door is a demon. There is always a demon behind that door where you want your own way. And you are going to make sure that you have your own way. And I will work or say or do anything in which to achieve it. And sometimes we get those warnings where you're finding you're wanting your own way and it's not happening. Now that is a sign God is telling you, I'm warning, that is not the right way you are approaching. You go on any further and you are determined to have your own way, you are going to open a door into your mind that a demon or demons are going to come in and buffet. And you will lose your peace, your joy. You will not hear me as you hope to hear. It will be a hindrance to the light that is in you, my light. We've all been down that path where we have wanted our own way. And God has warned, there's a loss of peace, but we dig our heels in and we are determined and then we open a door into the mind. And the devil takes that access every time. Oh, he will do it because that's what he wants. When God in this walk as an overcomer is closing these doors into our minds, that is our deeper deliverance, you see. And the word and the sword of the spirit, this is how he does it, you see. And we know with regard to our walk each day, our walk together as brothers and sisters, our fellowship, which is all absolutely important. We can allow doors to open of unforgiveness, criticism, all those sort of things where the devil is going to start to buffet into the mind. And you will only be able to think of that brother or that sister in a negative and unforgiving way. What is that indicating? You are not taking up your cross daily and following the Lord. You are not letting the cross crucify that unforgiveness, that resentment, that wrong negative thinking towards a person or whatever it is. And certainly in our fellowship and in the house of God. You see, the devil wants to get in with unforgiveness, resentment. Why? Because he doesn't want us having a unity of oneness of mind, thinking, purpose, confession, belief, and so on. He wants to hinder the unity of the body. But the body is where we believe. And on the basis of believing, that is settling on the word of God, that brings our fellowship and our unity together, our belief. That is my deliverance. That delivers me from thinking negatively towards a brother or a sister. And I've seen it. It goes on. We've had it in this assembly. Sadly, God has to put some to one side because you cannot grow and move forward for God's glory. And the only thing that will deal with that is if you are willing to die. Even if you are right, even if something negative has been said to you or whatever it is, you die to it. Now, I'm going to just tell you something. As a pastor and teacher, and I can only speak for myself, but I know it goes on with others, you really have to walk by the way of the cross because you are always the target. If ever there's complaints or they're not happy, they will always take it out on the pastor. In some way, they will find some negative area in which to, or in the character of the person, in which to try and spiritually assassinate them. And what does it reveal? There is no cross working there. They have not understood that you daily take it up, because we face these trials. Sometimes we don't always say the wisest thing to one another. We don't necessarily mean it. It's just maybe we don't have that light that maybe you have, or whatever it is. Well, then you are to be that example. I have always desired, and when you put into ministry, one of the things that you have to be that example. You are thrown onto that. You cannot afford to have weaknesses in your life, in your character. But you have them. And you go the way of the cross, because the cross is the only thing that will deal with that in my life. And it does. Don't try and work it out how it happens. It does. The same as Jesus didn't try to crucify himself. The Romans did it. All he had to do was settle it. And that death isn't always pleasant, as Christ's death wasn't. But it eventually works. And you are dead to it. You are dead to those remarks. You are dead to people's opinions or what they think. And you, because you are dead to it, you're therefore then enabled to be able to pray that God will open their ears and eyes and heart. You can't pray that if you're holding unforgiveness and resentment. Do you know why? Because you've got to get the beam out of your own eye. Yeah. And you're not seeing it. That is why. So are you reminded daily the cross you take up? That's what we're looking at today. And only the cross exposes that sin, that blindness in us. And when it starts to surface, you find yourself, Lord, have mercy on me. I have not seen this as I should have seen this. Yeah. You've had mercy upon me. And what works that? The word, the sword of the spirit, and the cross that you take up. And what do we call it? The deeper life in the spirit. That's what it is. Well, the second thing. The cross is going to deal with this love that we still have for the world. There's no two ways about it. If you are taking your cross up daily, it's going to deal with that idolatry where we still run and trust and look to the arm of the flesh. You may be saying to yourself, I do not seem to be able to overcome in certain areas. I'm still having to rely on these pills, these tablets that I take. Why is it I cannot get the deliverance? Where is the healing? Where is the manifestation? I believe. I've got the word. I trust. I'll tell you a lot where it's not. It's because you're not daily taking up that cross. Because the cross is going to deal with it. Cross deals with everything. The cross dealt with our sin, our rebellion, our unbelief. The cross brought us back into fellowship and communion with Almighty God. The cross settled God's anger against sin. This is why it is so profound. It is the root of the gospel. And any problem we have where we're not breaking through yet with the promises in God's word, you can go right back, and it is the cross that is the problem. I still yet am not dead. I'm not letting it work within me. And you know it. We all know it. We're all thinking now. It's all exposing. It's coming to the surface. As I was preparing this, it was coming to the surface. Don't think that you're sitting there and it's coming to the surface. It was coming to the surface yesterday as I was preparing this. And there are many times I think, Lord, I can't deliver this. I can't preach this. Yes, you are. If you are daily taking up your cross and following me, and that settles it for me. That gives me the peace. That gives me the unction of the Spirit. Because otherwise, I put this down and I will sit aside and let somebody else preach it. You see, we're all in this together. We are. And the Lord is working deliverance from this idolatry, this relying still upon the world. Why is he doing this? Because it deceives you. Yes. That's why. What is the deception? The deception is not that I know it's wrong. The deception is that I have compromise and I'm quite happy to let it continue. There's the deception. And we've all done it. I've done it. And the cross will not let you do it. Why? Because you are dead. You see. And that's where he will work to separate us from the world. Relying on the world. You see, without the cross, it will open the door to all of those things that we can battle with. You see, if we don't settle this, eventually what takes over as a counterfeit is pride. That pride will take its place. Now, why is it pride? Because pride is idolatry. Pride is the world. People are proud in the world. They rely upon the world. They take pride in themselves and their achievements and their education and all that they do. You hear it. I've got proud. I'm proud of what I do. You hear it today amongst young people. Oh, I'm so proud of what I've done. It's so blatant now. You hear that now so often. Or you should be proud of what you've done. That's the very thing you die to. And that is the world. And that's what holds you in deception. And that deception is pride. It's always attached to the world. Because who is the God of this world? Yeah, Satan. Yeah, yeah. And what made him fall?
Pride.
Yes. It's not rocket science. No. Let's look at some scriptures then to confirm all of this, what we're saying. John 15 and verse 19. John 15 and verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Yeah. And that's why God doesn't let you have any peace. And I thank him for that. He's making that spiritual nest just like the eagles to get their young to start flying. He starts to make it as uncomfortable as he can and prickly. Until you realize you don't fit into the world. You've got nothing in common with the world. And so on. And what's that indicating? That is revealing the cross that you daily take up and follow the Lord. I don't fit into it. There are times I come away and I put my head down on the bed. Last thing I think, thank the Lord. You know, I'm back. I'm out of that world today. The grime, the filth, the unbelief, and so on. And it's all progressively getting worse as God is shaking the heavens and the earth. Nothing's going to get better by any of it. But pride is always attached to the world. But he says, I have chosen you. He says, I have chosen you that you will not be part of this world. You will not love this world. The same as I didn't love it, the same as the world rejected me, they will reject you also. And what does it? It is the cross that is in your life. Every time that our Lord also had to go to. What does it say in 1 John 4? I know you know these scriptures, but they are so applicable in the light of what we're talking about. 1 John 4 and verse 5. 1 John 4 and verse 5. He says, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. There you are. Is that how you live? Is that what comes out of your mouth, your actions? Or are you different? You don't speak like the world. You don't confess. This is why we make so much about confession. Stop confessing my sickness, my cold, my pneumonia. Stop saying that. Listen, it comes out of your mouth. And why? Because the cross is not working. You're listening to the word, because faith comes by hearing the word. But what is the word saying? It is the cross. Because it puts you to death to all those things and allows the Spirit of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's His life. It's His confession. It's His power, His overcoming that you draw from, not yourself. If it's self, it is pride. And you have to deal with it. And it's the cross. I know, friend. I've been there, I've trod it, I've gone through it, I've wet buckets before the Lord, and the Lord's exposed and said, that was pride in you. It's got to be crucified. And when you see it and everything, praise God, get that cross working, put it to death, because that's what you want, because death brings the release. Our Lord, He surrendered to death because that is what brought the victory, the resurrection, the triumph over the powers of darkness. Your crying out to God is your wanting to triumph over the powers of darkness in these weak areas of my life. But praise God, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. He even uses those weaknesses to make us desperate. Because He's a miracle-working God. He's on the throne. He's overcome all of these things. Well, thirdly, are you reminded daily the cross you take up? Thirdly, the cross will keep you right with God and people and the saints of God. Are your relationships not right as they should be? Here's the problem. It's the cross. You're not daily taking it up because it will keep you in peace, in harmony with God and each other and even your enemy. Let's look at some scriptures. Colossians 3 and verse 13. Lord does this often with you, doesn't He? Hallelujah. Our brother Frank, has he already opened? The Lord's given it to him earlier today.
I wanted to say something. He gave it to me yesterday.
There you go. So it's confirmation always, you see. That is what I have been saying. A ministry is to confirm to you what the Holy Spirit has already said and gone before to do. That is always the hallmark of discerning any ministry. when it cuts across, and I think, well, this is new, I haven't heard this one, and I don't understand this. Shelve it. Shelve it. Don't necessarily throw it out, but shelve it. And give time for the Holy Spirit to work. So here we are. Colossians 3, verse 13. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Not might do or when it suits you. It says if you are in fellowship with Christ and each other, if you have any problems in your fellowship against a brother or sister, you must deal with it. And the cross will do it. If you're daily taking it up. That's what it says. What is Ephesians 4? And Ephesians 4 and verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. There we are. Who are we to hold any unforgiveness, resentment? We're not, because he first forgave us.
Amen.
It's very humbling, you know, and we're all tested on that one. Mark my words. And the cross will always, if it's working, will keep your prejudice, your opinions, your whatever you think, it will keep it crucified. You will always be able to see that those in fellowship are maturing and growing just like me. We're all on a journey. We're all learning. We've all come out of different backgrounds and situations. But our goal is all the same. And it is Jesus pressing in into the presence of the Lord, you see. The cross says about forgiveness. The cross is forgiveness. What did the cross do for Jesus? What was his last words? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgiveness. As he bore the punishment of the world upon his shoulders. You die to it. And you die daily. And if you didn't do very well this day, well, then if the Lord tarries, you've got the next day, take it up again, that cross, and watch it work. It will work. I know Rome wasn't built in a day, but it will work, because the cross is the center of the gospel teaching. You leave the cross out and you've got no gospel. And the cross is seldom taught these days, as it should be taught. That's the tragedy. Well, fourthly and finally, are you reminded daily the cross you take up? That's what we're talking about. The cross brings that peace. It brings that reconciliation. I am convinced when you allow the cross to do its work, it not only brings that peace and reconciliation, it starts to work healing in your body. It starts first in the heart and it will work out into the body. A lot of healings are not happening because the cross is not daily there. And this is the blessing. I know we've heard it so many, many times, but I believe the Lord's brought this up today for a reason. We all need to hear it. We all need to be reminded that this is what the cross does. You take this cross up daily and it's going to work peace. It's going to work reconciliation. It's going to heal relationships. It's going to be able to allow you to embrace even your enemy who do you harm or smite you on one cheek and you turn the other to be smited. These are all things that can never be done naturally. It can only be done with a life that is crucified with Christ. But the cross is also going to enable you to be able to settle all these promises, stand upon them, and you won't doubt them. You won't doubt them because they're working daily in your life. And I'm convinced this is where we will see the gifts of the Spirit flowing. We will see bodies healed, people set free from demons and so on. The cross is the center of all of this. And as we close, let us just go back and remind ourselves again what our Lord said to the disciples, as we are his disciples also, in Luke 9, 23, 24. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." So there we are. You lose your life. You lose your independence. You lose that selfishness, wanting my way, my will. You lose the lot. You die. That the life of Christ will now live his life in and through us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. We all of us need to hear it. We need to be reminded. And you've spoken to us in such a manner because you love us. You are jealous over us. You have invested your life, your glory, your light in us. Father, forgive us that we don't appreciate what it is we have received. Work these ungodly things out of us. Work that resentment and unforgiveness out of us, Lord. Work the world out of us where we still rely upon it and look to it. All of these things that you have addressed today, work that deliverance through the sword of your Spirit, Father, that comes to divide asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. We thank you, Father, that we, each of us, have received a healing and a deliverance today through this word. And we give you all the praise and all the glory now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Indeed you may, brother.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Father, this day I truly thank you with all of my heart. Just me for one. That you have provided us with this word this day and what is spoken of. Lord, you've confirmed your word through your pastor and by what I was reading yesterday, Lord, and the cross keeps coming up, forgiveness keeps coming up. There's lots of things that are coming up, Lord, and I for one ask that you work it with me, all my brothers and sisters, Lord. Amen. That we take up that cross daily. Hallelujah. We may all say it daily, but I'm not saying it is, but not just as mere words hitting the ceiling, as it were, and no further, but truly, Lord, a heart's desire that we take up that cross and all these things that will be worked in us, Lord,
yeah.
An immovable faith,
praise
a falling you. Away from the world, Lord, where there's nothing that can attach us or nothing that can bind us with fear or whatever it might be. Lord, please put this utmost desire within all of our hearts, Lord,
yes.
Because I believe then we all come to the unity of the faith, we grow, we mature, Lord, we're getting ready, Lord, yes. And with what's going on in the world today, Lord, it would be foolish to desire anything else, and I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
I want to thank you, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for all you've ever done for me. Many are the blessings that you give unto me, blessings overflowing like a mighty sea. Lord, I want to thank you for all you've ever done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. I want
to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for all you've ever done for me. Many are the blessings that you give unto me, blessings overflowing like a mighty sea. Lord, I want to thank you for all you've ever done for me. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.